guys, welcome to Module 4, Dynamic Mental Entrainment. Just wanted to, by the way, I'm looking over there because I've got my butter toffee coffee. It's one of my favorite drinks in the morning. I like hazelnut butter toffee. So, what's your favorite coffee? Send me an email, let me know. But I love my coffee in the morning. But here's the thing. Did you find some good books to read? Did you buy Think and Grow Rich? Did you start reading it? Did you start reading 15 minutes a day or even 5 minutes a day? Did you start reflecting on what you read? So you didn't just read it. You actually read it and you thought about it. And you said, how does this apply to what I want to do? That's how you go through reading. You highlight it just like I talked about in the last module. So what I want to do is I want to kind of prepare you for today's module because we're going to go into the second pillar, the second piece of the puzzle, of the dynamic mental entrainment puzzle, which is, what do we call it? Audio and visual, right? So you got your reading, and then you've got your audio, visual, and then we're going to have association, obviously, in the next module. But let me just show you some of the things I have purchased over the years for my training. And I'll tell you right now, I spend probably maybe close to $500 a month and sometimes for training. Oftentimes, other times maybe not as much, but I would say probably between $200 and $500 on training every single month in some aspect. And it could be really anything. For instance, here's a marketing CD that I got, it's a CD. This thing cost me $50 for this one CD. But it's got good information on it, so why not, right? There's another set of DVDs that I bought. Wasn't cheap, but the fact of the matter is, you want to learn, you learn. Here's another set of CDs that I bought, purchased them right online from a guy that I had got a reference from, actually. Somebody said, hey, check this guy's stuff out. He's got some really good training. You know, hey, I'm whatever. I think it was $100 for 6 CDs or something like that, or 4 CDs or whatever it is. But actually, it might have been a little bit more, but it doesn't matter. The thing is, somebody has that information and you want it, you go out and you get it. Robert Kiyosaki, How to Become a Successful Real Estate Investor. I actually picked this up in a yard sale. My wife, one Saturday in the summer, said, hey, you want to go with me? And I went out with her for a little bit, went to the yard sale, and I found this at somebody's house, bought it, listened to it. Great stuff. Really good stuff. How about this Boss Rutten? You know who Boss Rutten is? He's a top martial artist. This is the Big DVDs of Combat. And that's instructional martial arts. Even though I've been doing the martial arts, if I see something that's interesting that I would like to try or practice or learn something maybe a little different than what I learned, got this. Again, a couple $100 for those. 7-figure code. Paid a lot more money. I paid a lot of money for this entire package, over $500 a couple years ago. And then here's another one called The Blueprint. 10-step audio training system. Again, cost me more money. Good to Great. You may have heard of that. It's the best-selling book. And these are the actual audio files. I also have the book. But just wanted to show you that I'm not just preaching at you to go out and buy things and listen to things and spend your money and everything like that. I'm leading by example and letting you know that this is what successful people do, is they go out and they get the training that they need. It's called some people call it just-in-time training, where you know you come up with a concept that you want to learn and then you go out and you get it. And that's what a lot of those things are. And that's just a very small amount of the training. Like I said, I probably threw away a lot of my videotapes that I had of martial arts, but at one time I probably had 300 or 400 videotapes. I mean, I had a bookcase that was from the floor to the ceiling all with martial arts instructional tapes of every possible martial art that you can imagine. And when we moved from the last house to this house, I just cleaned house and got rid of a lot of it. It's just some of it I would never use again, but you know, I did at the time. So I really want you to reflect on that. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to go out and spend a lot of money. That's not what I'm saying, because you will notice through the training that I make the reference, you can go to your library. Like I said, one of those things there I picked up at a yard sale for probably a dollar or something like that. And you can do the same thing. You just have to keep your eyes and ears open. What do you want to learn? You see, I'm going to go into the law of attraction in a couple modules. And I'm going to really go into detail on how easy it is, but also how you got to really make your mind receptive to receiving. You see, whenever I look to learn something, you know, I put it out there. You know, mentally, I just put it out there that I want to learn X, Y, Z. And it comes to me. And I'll go into a little more detail on that, obviously. But the fact of the matter is, I expect that it's going to come in some form or fashion. Just like when I've mentioned the subliminal solution system, I didn't have those subliminal files. I found someone in Europe that could help me. And it's been a great relationship ever since. And also, it's been a great product. So, you know, you will find what you're looking for. You just got to kind of put it out there. But, you know, research, go out there, look. I got some great resources. I think you're going to get a great deal of information. Start on this path. Again, get focused, get disciplined, and take action. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple stuff. So in this week's module, you're going to get some good training. You're going to get some awesome resources. I've even given you some examples of some audio files that you can use and listen to. Obviously, they're copyright protected, but I'm really letting you listen to them more from a training perspective than trying to give you somebody else's copyrighted material. So I hope you take it in that measurement. And plus, I'm not giving you the whole program. I'm giving you little snippets so you can kind of get an idea of what's there. If it's something you want to pursue, obviously you can do that. I'm very excited about this module. And I know once you get done with this, it's going to really turn on the lights in a whole different way of how you can get this to work even better for you. And that's what I'm very excited about for you. So let's go ahead and get started. Module number 4, we're going to cover audio